I've ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone else.
This is Allison Manka from WMFO Medford with Non-Traditional Emotion.
So today's topic is loneliness. As you might have been able to tell from the truly, deeply angsty Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, that was one of my favorite songs as a kid. So that really says something about me, doesn't it? Anyway, today we'll be hearing about different types of loneliness and different ways to look at loneliness, because it's definitely something that we all as human beings experience, especially in a time of isolation like we're in now. But there are lots of ideas that songs offer us, that like how loneliness can become contentment, how to think about loneliness when it connects with mental illness. Anyway, we'll hear more about that soon, but next up is Hunger by Florence and the Machine.
I thought that love was a kind of emptiness, and at least I understood then the hunger I felt, and I didn't have to call it loneliness. We all have a hunger. 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 Tell me what you need. Oh, you look so free. The way you use your body, baby, come on and work it for me. Don't let it get you down. You're the best thing I've seen. We never found the answer, but we knew one thing. We all have a hunger. We all have a hunger.
We all have a hunger.
We all have a hunger.
We all have a hunger.
And it's Friday night and it's kicking in. And that pink dress, they're gonna crucify me. Oh, but you and all your vibrant hues. How could anything bad ever happen to you? You make a fool of death with your beauty.
So, did you ever have to write those essays in middle school where it was like, you need a hook that's like a question or a statement to get someone interested and want someone to like keep reading your boring essay about some weird middle school book? When I think of this song, when I think of Hunger, I think of that hook. When I was 17, I started to starve myself. That's the first line of the song. And there's almost no instruments backing that. It's like her telling us at the beginning, and it really captures your attention. And Florence goes on to say, I thought that love was a kind of emptiness. At least I understood then the hunger I felt, and I didn't have to call it loneliness. So this song, as you may have guessed, isn't necessarily about loneliness. I mean, she says it's not loneliness, but it shows how loneliness can be confused with a lot of other emotions or feelings, like feelings of inadequacy can be mistaken for feelings of loneliness. Sometimes they overlap. this song really explores that in a really, really beautiful and powerful way that just grabs your attention and doesn't let it go. Anyway, this next song is equally as angsty as the last few. Here is Nobody by Mitski.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people, to hear sounds of people. Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming. Did its people want too much to? Did its
refrain of Nobody. It's so dissonant. It sounds like a haunting. And the beginning of that song is also haunting. My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people. Just sounds. We all wish that were relatable, but sometimes it's a mood. You'll be grateful to know that we are moving into a slightly less sad interpretation of loneliness, at least in terms of instrumentals. I can't say about the lyrics, but give it a chance despite the title. Here's Sufjan Stevens' Death with Dignity.
My silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest.
been an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin. But I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
This song sort of tricks you, because if you listen to the lyrics, Stevens talks about the spirit of his silence, and sort of like very, very sad concepts, and like the ghost of his mother. But if you just tune out the lyrics and you just listen to those like teardrop-like soft plucks on the acoustic guitar, it honestly can lull you to sleep. I know. I have napped to that song before. It hit hard, I would recommend. But with this past song and this next song, we're moving into a more melancholic rather than angsty loneliness. Melancholic meaning just sad and very, I was gonna say alone. That doesn't really work because we're talking about loneliness, but anyway. This next song is very famous, very well known. It is Space Oddity by David Bowie, and I adore this song because it is featured in my favorite movie of all time, Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And in the movie, Kristen Wiig, of all people, plays an acoustic guitar and sings this song to Ben Stiller as he jumps in a moving helicopter. If that's not a rousing endorsement for that movie, I don't know what it is. But anyway, we're getting off topic. Here's Space Oddity.
Rock ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Why does that count as a song about loneliness? Well, it's really interesting because at the beginning, David Bowie slash whoever the narrator of the song is really popular. Everyone wants to know what brand of shirt he's wearing. But by the end, something goes wrong and he's literally floating off into space, knowing that he's going to end up perishing alone in space without contact with any other human being. And that is an incredibly deep loneliness, to know for sure that you will never see another human being again and that you are going to perish. Like, that is some deep loneliness. And it's not really scary, because the narrator is like, I think my spaceship knows which way to go. You know, tell my wife I love her. You know, it's sort of like an acceptance, a sad acceptance of this loneliness that is occurring. Anyway, I love that song. And watch The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. You won't be disappointed. And if you are, I don't know, I'll give you a hug or something. This next song I honestly just chose because it has lonely in the title and the singer is awesome. To Be So Lonely by Harry Styles. Here you go.
Just a little boy. Don't blame the drunk caller. Wasn't ready for it all. You can't blame me, darling. Not even a little bit. I was away and I'm just an arrogant son of a bitch who can't admit when he's sorry.
The 30-minute mark, so we're going to take a quick break for a PSA, but we will be back.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end, that we have to create a system that's fair, reliable, and just. There are thousands of innocent people in our jails and prisons. It's time for change. We still live in a country where there is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. It created laws that legally segregated black people, marginalized them, deprived them of basic opportunities. We're not free in this country. We're burdened by a long history of slavery. We developed a narrative that black people aren't as good as white people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us. There's something that feels more like equality, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
So, thanks for that PSA. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit. We have had a really just angry view of loneliness, a really sad view of loneliness, but what about a more constructive view of loneliness? When I looked up songs about loneliness on Google search, what came up was this song, Another Saturday Night by Sam Cooke. And it's honestly kind of funny, but it's a great song about loneliness, and it just has such like a bouncy melody that you're almost able to forget. Here's Another Saturday Night by Sam Cooke.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful. One more time, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid.
That song is way too fun for what it is. Like, it's 12:34 a.m. on Tuesday night, and I'm genuinely like dancing in my chair while he's literally saying, I'm in an awful way. Like, if you were really in an awful way, would you be that happy sounding about it? I don't know. Maybe you would be. Anyway, while I was listening to that song, I was thinking, wow, that has basically the exact same plot and message as the next song, just like 50 years later. So here's Lonely Weekend by Kacey Musgraves.
Monday I was gone, Tuesday
So even though objectively Casey in this song is telling a story of loneliness, like she's stuck alone for a weekend because she doesn't know anyone where she's living right now, and you know, that's sad, it also just has this sort of like playful instrumental that's also very calm. And I think that that's sort of a way that we can approach loneliness, is just, you know, like, even if you got somebody on your mind, it's all right to be alone sometimes, you know? Like, it's okay. And, you know, we can nurse our way through it with the help of Casey Musgraves. Anyway, this next song is another one that sort of plays with that contentment, that acceptance of loneliness. And it's an old one, you might recognize it. Here is Don't Know Why by Norah Jones.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine. But you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone.
Song, Norah Jones is almost creating her own loneliness. Like, she keeps saying, I don't know why I didn't come. I should have gone. But there's again that contentment expressed really through the instrumentals and those soft piano chords, like so beautiful and so calming. It's almost contentment with a little twinge of loneliness. But we are nearing the end of the broadcast. The next song is the last song I will be playing, and it's really the song that not only inspired this episode, but inspired the whole idea for the show, because loneliness was always my first idea. Like, what songs cater to loneliness? What songs talk about loneliness? Because in this time of COVID, when we're all so isolated, you know, I'm always that person who turns to music as a band-aid or to hear me out. Music always seems to hear me. And just at the exact right moment, I happened to hear this song that's going to play next, right when I was feeling really lonely, and it just totally changed my mind. As in my search for songs about loneliness, I have not come across another song that seems to express loneliness in this way. The song is Everybody's Lonely by Jukebox the Ghost, and it's truly excellent because it just makes something that just feels bad in your gut. Loneliness feels bad in your gut. Like, humans are social beings, so we're not supposed to be lonely. It turns that around and it makes it a party. It makes it joyful. It's such a powerful reminder that, you know, loneliness is loneliness because we feel like we're the only one in the world who feels this way. But this song reminds us that everyone around you is lonely. Maybe not at that moment, but definitely at some point in their lives, they've experienced loneliness, and it turns that solidarity into joy. Where there is solidarity, there is joy. And that is so powerful, especially in these difficult and trying times that we are living in. So please enjoy Everybody's Lonely. This has been Non-Traditional Emotion with Allison Manka in WMFO Medford. Thanks, guys. Have a great midterm week, and I hope that the weather gets warm soon. Oh, and you might want to crank this one up loud because I don't know why there's some issue with the MP3 download. It's kind of quiet. Also, it's a party and a half. Please enjoy.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
He was a real strange dude. When he got out of the joint, he didn't make new friends. Figured, what's the point?
Got no traction. This ain't some psychotic reaction.
stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race the stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. And Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Fool. He don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. And you oughta hear him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.